Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. We are investing time together today to remind ourselves about our future in heaven. Lord, you know the troubles that we've seen and the challenges, daily challenges and tests we are faced with every day. God, help us to adjust our perspective today, to focus on you, the God of the universe, our Savior and Lord of everything, the loving Father who has made a way for us to be with you forever in the home you've created for us to live in heaven. God, your word declares that eye has not seen nor ear heard what you have prepared for us. Some of what you have revealed to us is more than enough to give us happiness. To be with you is enough. but to also be there with so many loved ones who have gone on before. To live in such a beautiful place with no more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain or sickness, and no more death to deal with. God, please direct our thoughts today during this time set aside for worship and praise, that we would adjust our perspective to the fact that this world is not our home. We are indeed just passing through. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
Shout the victory
when we all
get to We shall be in that.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. Really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donations can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. We invite you to visit the Call to Worship website. On our website, you can safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us.
Criticizing someone else, there are some things I'd rather leave behind. And another thing, and I don't have time to be bothered with he said, that she said, that they said, because it's all I can do to keep my own self in line. Oh Lord, while it's day, 'cause I know the night is surely coming. I'm going all the way.
I'm determined.
Yes,
I got a made up mind. I can't stand around here.
as you. Life is full of pain, and the sweetest of life's treasures are the friendships we come to gain. And through these years of growing, through these years of countless change, I have been encouraged here by my friends in Jesus' name. This has been my home for a long, long time, and the circle of God's family I'm leaving behind. But heaven's not so far away, just a blink and we'll be there. So I can let you go today, but keep you in my heart and prayers. And when that sweet moment comes, when we are standing side by side with our Savior, I will praise you for the peace of your life He gave to me. Turns along the way. Oh, this journey that we're living is a lifetime call, and the blessing of God's family helps bring us through it all. Heaven's not so far away, just a blink and we'll be there. So I can let you go today, but keep you in my heart. Keep you in my heart and prayers. And when that sweet moment comes, when we are standing side by side with our Savior, I will praise you for the peace of your life He gave to me.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship as we are rejoicing about our future in heaven.
As I see the marks of sin, I feel a sadness. But there's a thought that always brings a sweet release. Soon our Savior will be here. That day is drawing near. When tears, when trials, when heartaches, all will cease. Oh, how wonderful heaven will be, to be with Jesus throughout eternity. No earthly thing can compare to what is waiting for us there. Oh, how wonderful heaven will be. Oh, just think of all the countless joys of heaven. A better land, a better life than we could know. We will be forever safe through His forgiving grace. This gift is ours because He loves us so. How wonderful heaven will be, to be with Jesus throughout eternity. No earthly thing can compare to what is waiting for us there. Heaven will be.
Let's pause now and think about three very important thoughts about heaven. It is where God is, so that is where we want to be. There will be no more death or dying there. And we will finally enjoy peace and rest from all the cares and concerns of this world. Well, first of all, God dwells in heaven, so that's where we want to be. Deuteronomy 26, verse 15. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Matthew 6, 9. Jesus instructed the disciples to pray this way, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From Mark 16, verse 19, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. Well, there'll be no more dying there. Look at Isaiah 25. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all the faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. From 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Well, the love of God has made all this possible. John 10, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. John 3, 16 and 17. For God so loved the world, he loved it so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Our Heavenly Father has prepared a way that you can know for certain that you will have eternal life and be in heaven. 1 John chapter 5. This is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. I've written this to you, who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us, when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. Friend, If you have not accepted God's gift of eternal life through His Son, and you want to have that assurance, then ask, and God will give it to you. Now is the time. Please pray with me. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died on the cross because of my sin and then rose again. I ask you to come into my life and save me. I accept you as the Lord of my life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that to God, then as a Christian, heaven is now your eternal home. Our future is where God is. Look at Psalm 16. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah 60. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad, and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Isaiah 64, 4, For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Perfect peace and rest forever. We can find rest in God right now, every day that we live here, and then in the future with him in eternity, heaven. Jesus Christ told his disciples in John 14, first three verses, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Revelation 21, finally, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Heavenly Father, please bring rest to the souls of your children. Calm the storms of life and bless them with your rest today as we look forward to eternity with you in heaven.
Shepherd found me, and now I am on my way.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded about our eternal home in the presence of Almighty God, heaven. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us, where you can find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
I can just see them walking on the shores of heaven, praising the Lord and watching the tide roll in. Friends that have gone on, oh, how I miss you so. And somehow I know if you could, that you'd let me know that you're doing fine and it doesn't hurt any. Couldn't be better, that heaven is worth waiting for. That you miss me too, until then you'll be praying for me. And I know if you could talk to me now, here's what you'd say.
You were here, it's such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny days.
'Cause it never rains and no one complains, and we haven't seen.
Having a great time, wish you were here.
I can just see them walking on the shore. They're talking with Jesus, they're safe and secure in His love. Friends and loved ones walking in heavenly peace.
And I know if they could talk to me now, here's what they'd say. Such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny days.
'Cause it never rains and no one complains, and we haven't seen a tear. We're having
having a great time. Wish you were here. 'Cause it never